Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
At an AGM.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
And frequently a lot of those won't even be investors, they'll be advisors, etc. Whereas with an AIM company, you can pitch up at an AGM and there'll be half a dozen people there in total, including the board. That gives you an hour and a half to meet the management of that company, to ask them any questions you might have. And typically, AIM companies are newer on the market and they often consider themselves undervalued and undertraded. And the management of those companies do go to quite considerable lengths to spend time communicating with the private investor community.
And you invest in AIM stocks. You're a private investor yourself. I mean,
that's
have
right.
You done well by investing in AIM stocks? Have you got many at the moment in your portfolio?
Well, what affects success or failure of an investment doesn't seem to be affected by whether it's an AIM stock or on the official list. But I've currently have one AIM holding. I've had probably half a dozen or maybe even as many as 10 AIM holdings in the past. One of my successes was a company called Maybourne Group, which traded very well as it's trading so well, making good acquisitions. Its profits